This is a phase one computation hearing for Jermaine Carter, ADC number 232902. He's currently serving a sentence for trafficking and stolen property. And according to information that we have, that's been presented to the board, is that he served this sentence is for 9 years, and he's requesting a reduction of 1 year. According to information that we have, his absolute date of is listed as March 8, 2020, and his TRABS date is listed as 12-22-2019. If his request was granted, then he would be released on or about February 12, 2019. And the information that we have gleaned, that I have gleaned, and reviewing his report, is that the defendant said he was a drug addict at the time that the offense was committed, that he would find receipts in the parking lots of trash cans, then he would go into the store and return items on the receipt for cash. Then he would also, in addition to going to parking lots, he would also go into gyms, and there he would steal wallets, watches, etc., to purchase drugs. The purpose of his coming before the board today, according to him, this information is taken from his request to the board, that his attorney said he would not receive more than 7 years pending pleading with the board. And he's pleading with the board to meet him in the middle for 8 years. He's asking that to serve 8 years rather than the 9 years or the 7 years that he thought that his attorney was negotiating for him. His plea, he agreed to a plea agreement because his attorney promised him 7 years. He feels that the sentence was excessive because of prison prior offenses. He had some prior offenses, and he felt that the judge took those, or the plea agreement took those under consideration, which is true, and I believe that's the reason that he ended up only getting 9 years. He's had a number of programs since he's been incarcerated. In fact, he's had 10 different programming, which we do commend him for that. And if he is released, he would reside with his fiance and her family. As I've stated, the offense itself is burglary, third degree, which we've already discussed. He does have some disciplines. He has in 2016, that is July 7th, 2016, struck and staff. And that was a major. Also in 2016, July the 7th, he had another one, violation of Department of Policies, which also was a major. And he had the same one on January the 6th, 2016, that he violated Department Policies, which also was a major. This is his first time appearing before the board, and we do take note that he did have a probation violation. And on March 31, 2012, he was arrested in Scottsdale for stealing goods, which we've already talked about. In January the 11th and 13, 2012, he entered a workout facility, and he stole some goods there. He does have letters of support, and he did another positive. He did receive a general discharge from the Navy where he had served previously. However, as we've stated earlier, the board needs to make a determination whether the sentence was excessive. As we indicated, this was trafficking in stolen property. He received 9 years. He could have received 7 years, which would have been the minimum, he could have received a maximum. But he was in between the two. He received 9 years, and I do not feel that 9 years would be excessive. But I am prepared to listen to other board members who might have some discussion that they would like to make as it relates to Mr. Carter. Any discussion, board members?
No, sir.
Hearing no discussion by board members, then I'm going to move to not to pass Mr. Carter to phase two. Mr. Carter's ADC number is 232902, and this will end his hearing. And I want to thank you so much for your patience today and for coming. And it's just an unfortunate situation because, as we stated earlier, we're looking mainly to see if the sentence was excessive, and we do not feel that it was excessive. But we certainly appreciate your patience today.
Well, thank you for your time and your consideration. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and please have a great day.